855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Women in the movement, the Liberty Movement, your comments on that. Still open to hearing them. And in addition, we can also talk about the 10 reasons why you should leave your job. Actually, according to James Altucher over at LouRockwell.com, the 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year. We still have 7 more of those reasons to get through. And we'll also take your calls about anything that's on your mind. We, being Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Evan, listening in New York to LRN.FM. Hey, Evan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Evan, what's on your mind tonight?
No, I just wanted to chime in on this whole Women in Liberty movement.
Question for you. Are you on a speakerphone?
Oh, I'm going to be off the speakerphone for 3 seconds.
That would be super. It just generally sounds better. Yeah, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. No, so I think what a lot of people are assuming in this debate is that when people point out that there are fewer women in the Liberty movement, that a lot of, I tend to agree with the Julie Borowski argument that women do, on average, think differently or approach sort of risk differently. They on average behave differently. And I think a lot of people falsely imply this to mean that women are supposed to maybe act a certain way. Like, as an analogy, let's say you and I were going to randomly go to some high schools in America, and we were going to see the odds that a specific male was into basketball. And I would venture a guess that if the person's African American, if it's an African American male, odds are he's more likely to be into basketball if you were a Caucasian male. This doesn't mean that if there's an African American male who's not into basketball, he's wrong and he's supposed to be into basketball. Nor does it mean if there's a Caucasian male who's into basketball, he's wrong for not acting in accordance with the majority. So that being said, I do think on average, women tend not to be into the liberty movement as much. And I think it's not specific to liberty movement. I think in general, if you look at movements, like the jazz when jazz started, or like house techno music, you know, it's hot in clubs now. But when it started, they were probably all just a bunch of dudes. They were probably all sausage fest. And a lot of this reminds me of Walter Block has a great lecture on women and the pay gap, talking about why there might be a pay gap and why men and women seem to behave differently. And his argument hinges on what he, sociobiology. It's not his argument. He's using someone else's argument. Basically saying that on average, men tend to not necessarily be more courageous, because that implies being courageous is better than being not courageous. That implies that it's better to be courageous, but men tend to be more risk-seeking. Hmm. Like, if like things like quitting your job, to if you have a stable job at an accounting firm, quitting your job, abandoning everything, and joining a rock band where you'll either be super famous or broke living in your mom's basement at the age of 35,
mm-hmm.
That's more of like a guy thing to do. It's a testosterone-type thing. It's a high-risk thing. It's not better or worse to do that. It just is a more high-risk thing to do that. And men do tend, on average, to live lives of the high risk lot. It doesn't mean that it's bad for women to do that if they choose, nor does it mean men are supposed to do that. It just means on average men tend to be more risky where they go for broke. And his argument hinges on it's an evolutionary argument that we're the descendants of ancestors, that the men were more likely to do the high risk things, be it go out and hunt and chase after, a herd of buffalo where you're either going to die,
sure,
or you come back with a ton of meat for the tribe. And the reason for that is because men can afford to do that. If you have 50 men and 50 women this is 100% Block's example. People have seen his YouTube, I'm plagiarizing him 100%. If you have a society of 50 men and 50 women, we're probably the descendants of the tribe where the 50 men went out and hunted and either died or came back with a lot of meat. And the 50 women tended to do safer things like stay and raise kids or manage the hunter-gathering and, things closer to home. Because women, if a woman dies, for every woman who dies, it's one fewer baby you have in the next mm-hmm. generation. You know what I mean? If you have two potential tribes.
So you're saying there's an evolutionary reason
correct.
For this.
Correct. If you have two potential tribes that are competing, and one of them, the men and women are equally likely to either do the safe thing or the risky thing. And some people die and some people don't. The other one, the men are more likely to do the risky thing, where they either die or don't. The women are more likely not to.
And I think you make a strong point, and I can't disagree with what you've said there. But is there really risk involved in, waving some signs on the side of the road for some political candidate? I mean, there's plenty of low-risk things that people can do in order to be active, right?
No, but I'm not saying that there's risk involved now, but men are just more likely to go against the grain, let's say, just like go against convention, go against with us.
More likely to stick their head above the waves, be seen to do something unpopular.
The squeaky nail gets hammered down, Ian.
Yeah, it's true.
Correct. And the reason for being a visionary, and history will either remember them as a genius visionary, or they might be remembered as a lunatic and end up in the insane asylum. So there's a lot of men who are at the forefront of various political and other movements in history, but there are also a lot of men who are more men than women who are completely insane and insane asylum. They're just completely lost their life, or they're dead before their time, or in jail, even for immoral things. It doesn't matter. So if you look at the bell curve, I don't really know the correct label. If you're going to say success at life or just sort of, I don't know what. Let's say you imagine a bell curve where it's either kicking butt at life or completely failing miserably at life. The average of men and women is going to be the same for both. But you have more men on both tails. You have more men who are willing to throw caution into the wind and just, oh, screw it. Most of my friends are Democrat and Republicans. My parents are putting pressure on me. Just be normal like your brother. Go to law school. What are you doing going to New Hampshire? What are you doing? What? You're doing what? You're quitting the job? Men are more likely to say, yeah, I'm quitting everything, quitting a law firm. I met some kids in some weird thing. I'm uprooting everything, and I'm just going to New Hampshire. And women are more likely to have a mentality where they're like, well, I mean, I guess it seems good in practice, but, blah, blah, blah. And it's interesting to say that women choose not to live, women who choose not to fall in line with the average of their, let's say, gender are wrong.
Would you say my observation, Evan, I mean, based on what you've said so far, would you say my observation that the women in the Liberty Movement on average are better than the men in the Liberty Movement because they're on that level of the curve for a lady, and so therefore they're that much more badass?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know, exactly. That's why, actually, it's kind of a compliment towards for a man to yes, correct. They're more standard deviations away, so it's actually more of a sort of unique achievement. It's more
Evan, let's switch gears. You're calling from New York. Obviously, lots of news coming out of New York today with the gun restrictions coming down. We had Chris Cantwell call in earlier from New York. Another guy called in earlier. Both of them seriously considering moves to New Hampshire. Has the gun legislation today affected how you feel about living in New York?
I mean, yes and no. It's a drop in the bucket when you think New York's already bad in general. I'm here for obvious reasons.
It is the Empire State. They're certainly proud of their government.
Right. I think anyone in New York who's pro liberty or even listening to this show in the first place probably already half thinking of the mid to long term plans. Maybe it did a little bit in favor of moving sooner rather than later. But for me, it's financial. It's there's other reasons, but the gun ban is. I mean. That's not that significant for me. I mean, I'm already living under in the Empire. So
yeah, you're in New York. Are you in New York City?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, so there's a total gun ban there already, right? So if you're already in the city, then you're used to this. Evan, thanks for sharing tonight. Maybe we'll see you at the Liberty Forum, and I thank you for the call and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. I like what Kate says, Kate Aker, on Facebook in her response to our question. She says, no, women aren't less prevalent in the movement because of courage. She says it doesn't take courage to agree with the philosophy of liberty. It takes courage to do something about it. And Shauna Nash says courage has consequences. Johnny Ray, what do you think about that?
Pardon me for that clearing of the throat. I am a little embarrassed because I paid a parking ticket today.
No! What? Why? Why did you do that?
It was a night parking ticket here in Keene during the snowy months when they're doing a lot of plowing.
Was it during a snowy night in which you received the ticket?
There was snow on the ground. I don't know that there was snow falling out of the sky.
So why'd you pay it?
Because I am a hillbilly from the South, and I don't think it's really my place necessarily to tell Yankees how to manage their snow.
So had it been a normal parking ticket for parking at a meter, you would not have paid it.
I took one. I got a similar ticket in April one year, and I took that to court because it was ridiculous. It was a sunny day. There had been no snow for months.
More coming up. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You may control the content of the site itself by submitting items to it. You can find things online that you think are interesting and submit them to show prep over at freetalklive.com. At that point, they become available on the upcoming stories page, and the idea is you vote on the stuff you like. Vote it up if you like it, and you can also vote down if you don't like something. You don't think it belongs there. Maybe it's spam or something like that. Vote them up, vote them down, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website. meaning more people see them, more visitors to the site, and those visitors include the hosts of the show. So we're more likely to see them and talk about your topic on the air. So go to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive that way. Now, I mentioned earlier that we've got our Bitcoin page on the website, which is bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's a Bitcoin tip jar. You can use our Bitcoin address there to throw some coin in the jar, so to speak, and you can, you know, send whatever you want, because bitcoins are divisible by some crazy amount. So somebody gave us half a bitcoin recently. You could give us a tenth of a bitcoin. You could give us a thousandth of a bitcoin if you want to. Bitcoins are an amazing product, and you can learn more at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're a business owner, bitcoins are cool to accept because more and more of your customers over time, and by the way, it was corrected by Sciphase online, bitcoins have now been around for 4 years. I had said 2 to 3 years. 4 years, actually. Anyway, the longer they're around, the more it is, more likely it is some of your customers are going to come to you and say, hey, do you accept bitcoins? And if you don't say yes, you might miss out on a sale. So it's important to be able to accept bitcoins. BitPay.com can help you do that. Whether you're a business or a charity, these guys can make it easy to collect bitcoins on your website or even in real life. You can go to BitPay.com. They'll hook you up and make it so the bitcoins that you're being that are being given to you are changed into cash.
Right. Yes.
Because you still have to have cash to pay the bills. Maybe someday you'll be able to pay your bills in bitcoins.
Yeah, if you're not sold on bitcoins like Ian and I are, that's fine. You can still take them and
right,
not
instantly
have to worry
you can
yourself
convert
about getting them converted into
dollars. Right, because it can be a
dollars
hassle. Right, I mean, if you're just like you and I, Johnny Ray, if we're just collecting bitcoins and then we decide we want to turn them into cash, you got to go on a website, you got to, you know, log into some account, and there's a few different sites that'll do this. But you've got to find a site that's going to do it. You got to put them up for sale, and they've got to sell. Again, it's kind of a hassle to do that. BitPay makes it easy. BitPay.com. That's BitPay.com. Let's go to Ryan. He's in West Virginia, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how are you doing, Steve?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I have something I have to ask you.
Yes, sir.
I heard you a minute ago, and you all were talking about a parking ticket, and you sounded like you were surprised when he said that he went and paid his parking ticket.
Yes, absolutely. I was surprised.
Yeah, I've got a hooded sweatshirt on that says "Never take a plea," and I consider paying that parking ticket to be taking a plea deal.
That's what it is.
So you're saying that you don't pay your parking ticket?
No, as a matter of fact, I received a parking ticket, or the car that I was driving at the time, which is owned by a corporation, received a parking ticket recently, and I went into the police department to challenge that ticket and ask for a court date. It's been over a month. At this point, they have yet to schedule the court date for that particular ticket. Does that surprise you?
I mean, no. Me personally, I've went in and fought things that I felt were definitely unfair. It just sounded like you were getting at you would be the type of person to teach somebody that it would be a bad idea to go in and pay their ticket.
Yeah, I think so. Anytime there's no victim, then the municipality, be it the state or the nation, whoever's trying to get money, whoever's trying to punish you by taking your money from you, that's wrong when there's no victim. So in such a case, yeah, I would say it's not good for your neighbor to pay that ticket. It's not good for you. It's not good for anybody.
Right. And you know, my philosophy on this is that if people weren't so interested in going along to get along, if they were more than willing to take a little bit of risk and to put something on the line, then we'd have more freedom. But because most people are willing to just do what it is that they're told to do, oh, I got a ticket, I better just pay it. It's, of course, they make it in a way that it's easier to pay it. There's an envelope right there with the ticket. You know, it's pre-addressed. You just shove the money in or cut the check and then put it in the mailbox and or drop it in the parking ticket return area. They try to make it easy for you because they want you to pay it. They don't want you to do what you have the right to do in most places, as I understand it, and that is to challenge it, take it to court, clog up the system. If people were to do that, if 10% of people who receive parking tickets were to demand trials and clog up the system, it would really ruin their day, and they being the government people.
Yes, this is definitely true. I agree with you in that, in your perspective, and that I do agree. Like, me personally, I do not have my license right now because they hit me with a speeding ticket in North Carolina that I definitely didn't do. I was not speeding, and I tried to fight it, and they're just not giving my license back until I pay them the money. So I understand what you're saying. It just sounded like, it sounded like a bad idea for you to say that the way you said it to make people want to, I don't know. It sounds bad in a way when you first hear it because it sounds like, say there's a child listening or a teenager or a young adult listening and they hear that and that's the only chunk of the station that they hear and they take it as, oh, well, I should definitely not do anything that I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you could come away from that thinking, okay, I should do nothing. And you need to respond to it in some form
Good
or fashion.
Point. Yeah, I'm glad that you cleared that up, Ryan, and I thank you for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. And that's a good, that's an important point to clarify here. I wasn't suggesting that you just ignore the ticket. Absolutely, what I mean is you take that thing in and challenge it right away.
Yeah.
Because if you wait, in most places they're going to increase the amount on the ticket.
Yeah, that's what happens here in Keene. It goes up, it doubles, and then I don't
doubles
remember,
again. I think it goes up to like $40.
Yeah, I think you can start with a $15 ticket and have it go up to $75.
That sounds right.
Ultimately, and after that, I mean, I can see it. Who knows? I can imagine it going even higher. And then when you lose,
then you've got to pay the higher amount.
You've
got
to pay the higher amount, and the state wins.
Right. So, if you're going to pay the ticket, do it after the fact. Now, let's make it clear. We're talking about New Hampshire. I don't know what the rules are where you live. You may have a system where they demand you pay the ticket in advance and then go to trial. That's a crappy deal. Some will hit you with court costs in addition to the ticket. That's no good. You don't want to have to challenge a $5. Like, here's a $5 parking ticket. You know, out in California, it might be a $30 parking ticket, but then you've got to pay $400 in court costs to go to court. I don't know what the numbers are. I don't live in California, but I've heard that these things are possible in other states, which is yet another reason to, you know, if you love liberty, move to New Hampshire. And also, it only really makes sense to stop paying these tickets and challenge things in court if you've got some level of a movement behind you. If you're the one guy in town that is, you know, the only guy who ever challenges a parking ticket, you're not really going to have an impact.
Yeah, I hope you're having some fun with it because
it's an entertaining experience. You will learn something for sure. You'll get the chops, at least to some extent, of being able to talk in front of a courtroom and things like that. There's some benefit, I think, to doing it, but don't think you're going to bring the state down or crush the court system single-handedly. You've got to have a movement on your side. And so the more people, like if we could get everybody that thinks this way to be in the same general area, it's curtains for the state because they have power over you because of your obedience. The reason why the state is so successful at ruling you is because you allow them to. And as soon as people stop that, as soon as people figure out that, hey, well, if we've got enough of us around here, we don't have to do what they say anymore. As soon as that happens, what do they got left? I guess just out-and-out violence. But for me, I'm not afraid of that. I'm not worried because a lot of people, they'll say, oh, look what's going on. You guys in New Hampshire, you say it's the Free State. Well, no, it's not what we say. It's the Free State Project. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. They'll point to, I was on the phone with a guy earlier this week. Actually, we're right in the middle of a break. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
As slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about obedience to the state and the awful situation it's put us in. Your comments are welcome. You can also bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. Still got the 10 reasons why you have to quit your job, according to James Altucher at LouRockwell.com. We've barely scratched the surface of those. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there. They're all completely free, but one of the things you can do to help us out, because it's not free for us to put a website online. I just got the bill for the website hosting moments ago. Not free, but you can help us with that by shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to different companies like Amazon and Newegg. Amazon's the best of those links. We get the biggest percentage of the purchase price there. But when you enter through those Amazon links, there's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. So enter to the right Amazon for you. When you get your shopping done there, at that point, at checkout, you won't see any indicator, but just trust me, once you enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Same great prices, same huge Amazon selection. You can even order Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on Amazon. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which if you haven't seen it yet, you can go tonight and watch it for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's available on YouTube. It's also available via torrent. So we've had it available now for over half a year, I believe, or close to half a year at this point. And we're about to have the official release. The street date of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree in physical reality is coming next week on Tuesday. So you'll be able to actually own a physical version, a disc, a DVD of this. It's a dual-layer disc. We went the dual-layer route. It's a more expensive disc to manufacture, but we went that route because I wanted to pack as much content on that disc as we possibly could and make it the best value it could possibly be. This thing is less than $10. You can get the pre-order discounted price through Amazon by going to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. It takes you right to the Victimless Crime Spree page there. The special features, loaded with special features, hours of bonus footage, the stuff that you don't get to see in the movie, that's all there. I mean, literally a year's worth of activism is packed onto this disc. as far as the footage of the activism is concerned. There's behind the scenes information, the question and answer session that we had at the premiere, which kind of gives you a look inside the making of the film, and the two commentary tracks really give you a deep look inside the behind the scenes of the film. So it's for fans. If you're a fan of the Victimless Crime Spree, if you're a fan of Derek Chase's Victimless Crime Spree, this is the disc for you. So order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Plus, it makes it easy to share with your friends and family. Let's go to Joe, listening in our very own Keene to Liberty 94.3. Hey, Joe.
Hi, guys. This is Boner Joe, of course.
Hey.
I guess the topic at hand is plea deals, parking tickets, whatever. So I want to give a kind of an update on the my ticket trial from a few months back, which you and a couple other friends attended. I had taken a plea deal. What I had gotten charged with was negligent driving, I think, and it carries a penalty of $250 to $500 fine the first time and up to 21 days suspension of your license. So at first I went in there for my pretrial hearing or what, and the prosecutor had offered me a $250 fine and 21-day suspension. So I declined that offer and said I was going to take it to trial. And then we went to trial, and then I presented a couple arguments to him, and then he offered me just a $250 fine. I said, well, okay, a $250 fine is going to cost me less than 21 days without a whole license.
Because
I can't do anything if I have to sit home for 21 days, right?
Yep.
I could drive illegally, but...
That's usually a bad idea.
Yeah, right. Maybe what happened to that guy down in North Carolina, the caller from the last segment.
Oh, I didn't get to hear that one, but...
So you took the deal because it was a better deal, right?
Right, well, at the time, but here it comes now last week, and I got my new insurance bill, insurance renewal. And I'm now going to have to pay $400 more a year.
Oof.
So,
wow.
Thinking back to it, should I have gone to trial that day instead of taking the plea? Would it have been worth it? I think it would have been worth it now.
Why?
Even if I had gotten punished and gotten the suspension? Because my insurance rates are going to be up for who knows how long now.
Your insurance situation likely would have been the same in either.
Right. I mean,
case.
If you went to trial, you're probably going to be found guilty. I guess if you go to trial, there's this slight chance you could be found not guilty. But odds are good you're going to be found guilty because that's just how the system is. And so then you're still going to get that knock on your record, and the insurance company's still going to respond to that, right?
True, but. I might have had a little tiny chance.
It's true.
And I think I would have felt better about myself, even if I had lost. I could at least bet I tried.
Well, yeah. Don't worry. They'll probably ticket you again sometime in your adult life. So.
Right.
And maybe you can go into a situation like that and offer the prosecutor. I don't think any of us would necessarily want to do this, but offer the prosecutor more in exchange
for no points.
Or for some kind of offense that won't do that to your insurance payments.
You're right. Change the charge or something like that. I think Johnny Ray's onto something here, and it's an important thing to point out. First of all, one of the things that you can take away from Joe's experience is that if you decline the first offer, you almost always get a better second offer. So if you're going to take a plea, don't take the first plea.
Right.
Take the second
according
plea.
To Mark.
But also, that second plea... And any plea can be negotiated. I mean, there's always the possibility to put something on the table and negotiate a plea. Perfect example, my arrest down in Palmer for having a video camera on in a public building, which clearly was, in my opinion, an illegal arrest. This is still snaking its way through the legal system, but... When I first offered to take a plea when I was down there and, going through the process of being arraigned, and the plea that I offered them was I would be willing to give $50 to a local charity in order for me to not have to come back to Massachusetts. Because I really don't, I don't feel like I need to make a stand in Massachusetts, and I'm not trying to change Massachusetts or anything like that. So I'd really rather have just, cut a check to the local food bank and then called it a day.
Uh-huh.
But they refused that offer. And then later, weeks later, when I came to the pretrial conference, the prosecutor came to me and said, he would offer me a plea. Well, it was actually, he offered me one thing, and I refused that. And then he came back to me 10 minutes later and offered me another plea where it wouldn't even be a plea, where they would, like, put the charges on file. I would agree to, or they'd dismiss, excuse me, they would dismiss the charges if I would agree to pay $50 to the local charity. No, they would never have come back with that plea had I not offered, with that offer, which actually wasn't a plea at that point, but they would never have come back with that offer had I not made my offer in the first place. So yeah, Johnny Ray, you always have the ability to bring something to the table and try to, you know, persuade them. Joe,
it's not a rule of law, it's a rule of men.
Joe, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I think that's a great approach, though, Johnny Gray. Somebody, hope somebody tries that in the future.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Gus. He's in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gus. Gus, you got to turn that down or whatever. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'm in the car on the Bluetooth. Is it okay now?
Yep, sounds good. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Ian, you mentioned earlier you got a ticket while driving a car titled to a corporation. I've been thinking about doing that myself. I heard that New Mexico LLCs were the way to go with that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, the New Mexico LLC is interesting because it does not have to have an owner of the LLC, or that there is not necessarily an owner that is on file with the state. You do have to have a registered agent, and there are services out there that will hook you up. Keep Your Assets was a service that I have that I'm familiar with. You might want to look into them. KeepYourAssets.net. I think they've changed their name since then, but I think that website will still get you to whatever their new name is. It's expensive to set one of these corporations up, but you know the whole corporate scheme is really a scam from top to bottom. It really allows people to get out of responsibility for owning things, and that's what this allows you to do, is you can own things without actually putting your name on them. So yeah, I think you're on the right track. The New Mexico LLC is it's an interesting creature, and it's one worth looking at. Gus, I don't know if you have more questions. You're welcome to stand by. If you do, we'll bring you back. 855-453, the toll-free number here, and the remaining moments of Free Talk Live are next. You can still take control and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. We have moments remaining in the show, and definitely not enough time to get through the remaining 7 reasons why you have to quit your job this year, but that might be something worth picking up, because I think it's an interesting discussion, so maybe we'll pick it up again at a later point this week. And we were talking about not taking plea deals. Of course, you're welcome to join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we have a lot of features, and we give them all away to you. The webcam is one of those features, which is actually now webcams, because we've got the auto-switching. Our cams have been, the cam has been pointed at the second chair throughout the night tonight, and so folks have been enjoying you, Johnny Ray.
Close up.
Not through the whole show.
Okay.
But let's say 50% of the time on average.
Okay. That's what I was expecting. So.
Yeah. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can go there. You can watch. You can listen. And you can interact with other listeners, because the chat room is built right into the very same page. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. I think we've covered the whole plea deal thing. There is something you might want to take a look at, though. On the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree DVD is the Don't Take a Plea Deal flyer. We put some printable flyers on there that you could use in your local area. You can go right now, though, to tools.freekeen.com, and that will give you access to a variety of flyers. We actually made the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer to be, there's one for New Hampshire, and there's another one for everywhere else. So if you like the idea of encouraging people in your local area to not take a plea, then we've actually got a tool that you can utilize to help encourage folks to not do that.
Ian, what is your, maybe you've been asked this before, what is your favorite part of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree?
The movie itself?
The movie itself.
Oh, gosh, that's a really tough question. I think that there's so many different things in there. That's a tough question, Johnny Ray. Which arrest would be my favorite? I think I can't pick that. I'm so sorry. I'm terrible. I can't pick it.
You love Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. That is so...
I think from start to finish, it's a killer movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
What?
Yeah, I haven't
really?
Seen that. I will end that right soon, I'm sure.
And my favorite part, the whole thing, I think Derek Jay is... It's hard for me to pick it, because I've been so involved in the from the beginning to the end of the film. I mean, in crafting, you know, what that product is. Derek Jay's narration, I think, is really good. Uh-huh. I'll go ahead and I'll pick that as the part. Derek J's narration. I think it's cool to have his voice guiding you through his experience. It's you know, the movie itself is well put together, and that's thanks to Bo Davis for doing just a great job at editing this film together, which is the real lion's share of the work, I think, that was done on this production. But thankfully, we had Derek's script to go with. So Derek, you know, he took the time and he wrote out what he wanted to say and, you know, came into the studio here and did the audio track for the narration for the film. And I think that that him being the narrator of the film brings an extra level of interest and importance to it.
Sure, I'll buy that. I'll give it a watch on YouTube, and next week I'll come in and tell you, I'll give you my take on it.
Perfect. Let's go to the phones, and then you'll give us your take on the Oregon Trail in moments. But Mark is on the line listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey, Mark.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, just want to tell you guys about a kind of a unique experience I had about a month or two ago in the state of Kentucky. I'm not going to say what city it was in, but I did get a speeding ticket, the first one I've ever had. I'm 28 now. And first speeding ticket I ever had, and I used to be a deputy sheriff and, you know, back when I was in college. But when I got pulled over, you know, it was a definite speed trap. You know, it's on a highly, you know, trafficked interstate.
Uh-huh.
Goes from 75 to 55. Of course, you're in the far left lane like I was, you know, in the moving lane. You didn't see the speed change because it's only listed on one side of the road.
Right.
Cop pulls me over. All my information on my ticket was completely wrong. He had that I lived in Virginia and not West Virginia. The mile marks where he said the signs were posted were incorrect. I guess the point of the story is you have to double check that stuff, and so he didn't have his radar calibrated. So when we got to court, it was a no-brainer. I just asked, you know, hey, I don't mind to pay the fine and the ticket because I know you guys need it for revenue, obviously, but please just don't stick me with the points, which will raise my insurance. And they were totally fine with that. So
you negotiated away the points.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very nice. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, not a problem.
Now, tell me more about why you aren't a sheriff's deputy anymore. I mean, that's not something... You said you're only 28 now, and you were a sheriff's... Oh, yeah, well. Thanks for blowing him off the line there, Johnny Ray. Thanks for calling. You were so nice, he decided to hang up the phone. Anyway, I was just curious, like, why would he leave being a sheriff's deputy?
Yeah, well, he was doing it while he was in college. Maybe he had some kind of other career, career path.
Yeah. All right. So, Johnny Ray, during the break, you told me you're into games pretty big time, and
I never play them.
That's not true. I saw you playing a video game recently.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
An RPG.
Playing Xenoblade Chronicles next door.
So, but you are into video games.
Yeah.
And you've got your Android phone.
Right.
And you were recommending a game to me during the break. You want to talk about it?
Right. I was listening to a podcast about video games the other day, and a man was on from PocketTactics.com. Pocket Tactics is a website where they review mobile strategy games, and the iOS is really the place, your iPads and your iPhones. That is the best market for games, according to this podcast that I listen to. But I'm always on the lookout for a good Android game, and I went to Pocket Tactics, and they had their best of 2012. Their best RPG of 2012 was a game called Oregon Trail. Now Ian's laughing because we all know about Oregon Trail.
We all, meaning everybody who's probably in Generation X, probably also Generation Y, and I don't know about outside of that range. I don't know how well known Oregon Trail. Like, if you're a young person today, are you aware of the Oregon Trail? I know they've made newer versions over the years, so it may still be being played in schools. But when I was growing up, and you were growing up, Johnny Ray, I remember sitting in front of an Apple IIe something like that in the mid 1980s playing this game. I mean, for people who are in our generation, the Oregon Trail is probably well known and probably well loved and or hated, depending on a variety of different circumstances.
Sure, you and some other pioneers were heading out west.
That's right.
To Oregon, I guess, and your band would die of
disease,
horrible things along the way. Disease.
Attack. Were there attacks in that game?
I don't think so. I think
no, you didn't have to fight anybody. You just had to kill animals to survive.
Yeah, you would go out hunting bear and deer and
you'd try to cross a river, and sometimes you'd get swamped in the river with right. Water.
That was near the end. That was sort of like the boss fight was going through the river.
And over time, your crew would kind of die off, and then the question would be, will you make it through? You know, will you get to Oregon?
Yeah. Right. And but I'm not talking about Oregon Trail. I'm talking about Oregon. Oregon.
O-R-G-A-N.
Yes, as in a delicious kidney or...
Not the thing you play.
Or liver.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're right, not the musical instrument. And Oregon Trail is a zombie game that's based on Oregon Trail. And it's got the same sensibilities. It's got the same look.
It looks like
I've sound.
I pulled it up here. I mean, I haven't listened to the sound yet, but I pulled it up on hatsproductions.com, which is apparently the game producer, the Men Who Wear Many Hats.
Right.
This was originally, according to the Wikipedia article, the game was originally released on Flash for computers. They then ported it over to the iPhone and the Android, and they made a director's cut version. So
right.
You can play the original for free on their website.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Thank you. I bought the director's cut today for $2.99.
Good deal.
I've been playing it for about 25 minutes, and it's hard. I keep getting killed by zombies. So far, I haven't made it past Pittsburgh. You're going from New York to, I don't know, somewhere way out west.
Yep.
And you drive along. You meet a preacher who is a former preacher, but there's not much call for my kind anymore. A trope of the zombie universe, I think. And he dies pretty soon. He gets bit by a zombie, and you have to take him out. And that's another constant throughout the game. When the people in your party die, you have to kill them.
You've got to ice them because they're going to come back.
Right. And you go out and you go from, you drive along and you have to scavenge for car parts because you've got the station wagon that you're driving along. And when your people die, you write tombstones for them.
That's awesome. I know you had more commentary on zombie culture, Johnny Ray, and I wish we could get to that.
I think it's kind of an outgrowth of anti-socialism. I think zombie movies and zombie culture gives people an excuse to enjoy killing humans.
Wow, I wish we could dig more into that, but we are out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.